Welcome to the Roy Matlock Jr. Money and Business Hours, where he'll help you fix your finances once and for all. To reach Roy, call 615-843-2999. That is 615-843-2999, or visit RoyMatlockJr.com. Now, here's your host, Roy.
All right, Roy Matlock Jr. here, and we're talking money. Always talking money. That's what I do. I talk money. I remember many years ago, I would call in on my friend Jerry House's morning show and talk about mutual funds, and he brought up a car wreck on the interstate, and cows were running everywhere. About time for me to talk about my mutual funds. So that was the way I've been talking for a long, long, long time when it comes to your money. Today is going to be kind of a show that is designed for everybody that hasn't gotten started, and then for those of you that have gotten started already on getting control of your money, we'll add a few little tips in there. But I want to give you some resources that I've got on my website, and a couple of things that we're seeing happen that, you know, are just every time we have appointments. But if you go to our resource page, we've got the My Best Retirement Workbook you can download. We have a budget sheet. If you, as you're listening today, life insurance is a big, big part of term life insurance, especially. We have the ability that we can get you issued in 15 minutes, and it includes a will and a trust, no physical or anything like that. If you want to teach your kids or you just want to get started, we've got investment accounts for as little as 50 bucks a month. You can do a 30-minute free consultation. You might want to be a referral partner, become an financial advisor. We'll train you. We've got that. We've got a podcast. We've got every kind of webinar you can imagine. I bring this up because, you know, all things begin, you know, with everything begins with education, understanding. And then once you do that, all you got to do is start working on being an implementer and take initiative. And the initiative today I would give you is call us. You can call us or visit RoyMatlockJr.com, and we will get you started and on track. And if you have friends or young adult family members, you know, get them going. I mean, I remember my kids, you know, when I first got them, when they first got old enough to understand what a store was, I showed them how mutual funds invested in different companies and let them pick a mutual fund. All right. And I remember they picked the ones that they understood that owned companies like GameStop and different things like that. So anyway, so today we're going to kind of hit the getting started plan. And what I mean by getting started means you don't have $100,000 saved. All right. So you don't have $100,000 saved. I don't care how old you are. You don't have $100,000 saved. So we're going to call you getting started. All right. And so we have two little milestones. I say little milestones. Milestone one is 100K saved. Milestone two is 1,000,000. And then at that point, you are moving yourself into the financial independence zone and getting things started. And so we start out with four focus points. When I'm teaching people about money, the first thing, more than anything else, you need to learn how to make money. You need how to earn money. You need to learn how to grow your income. And what are some elements in growing your income? Step number one, first and foremost, find something you like to do. That's the first step. Because if you find something you like to do, you then, in turn, will put time into it. No one will have to drag you in and talk you into doing it. You like it. You're having fun. I mean, the reason I still do radio and meet with clients and do all that kind of stuff is I feel good about what I do. I like doing what I do. I have a history of good outcomes that clients that have followed my advice, they have good outcomes, and now they're living the way they wanted to live because they followed up on the plan that we put in place. So I feel good about it. I've been doing it for 40 years. Think about that, 40 years, and I'm here, you know, and I'm liking it. And people ask me all the time, are you ever going to retire? I'm like, nah, I'm not going to retire. I play golf like 80 times a year as it stands. So, I mean, you know, I got a pretty good life. And if it was year round, you know, warm in Nashville, I'd probably be paying 120 times a year. So I think that's okay. And I get to do the things I want to do. So number one, you want to find something you like to do. Number two, you want to grow your income. And the way you grow your income is you change. How do you change? You go from this place to the next place. And generally speaking, every time you change places, and I say change places, either you get promoted or you change companies, you end up getting a raise. All right. Number three, you monetize it by becoming an independent contractor first. That independent contractor would be that you're doing the same thing for yourself. Now you own your own job and you're doing it for yourself. And then from there, you can scale it up and have other people helping you. And then you may build a big business. So number one, we grow our income. As you're changing jobs, let me share some things that we see. People have 401ks and now they leave them behind. And when they leave them behind, before you know it, time passes, they forget about it. And then those 401ks, maybe the company you were working with is no longer in business, which happens, and your 401k is lost. And so if you have previous companies that you've worked with and you don't have your 401k consolidated into an IRA, don't roll it to your new 401k, roll it to an IRA. The reasoning for that is that allows you to have unlimited choices to be able to invest your money. And so we go out, if you have previous 401ks and you don't know where to find them, what we do is we go find them for you. There's a lot of ways that we do it. We call the custodians and we do a lot of different things like that for you, but we can help you find your 401k. So if you've got some previous 401ks, you might want to call us on that. The other thing is those previous 401ks, unmanaged, can be a big cost to you that, you know, number one, expenses are higher in many cases because once you leave, sometimes they just kind of throw them into the corner and they're not being watched. So in that case, I've seen 401ks that have been sitting in fixed accounts for 10 or 15 years. And the reason was the person that had the 401k, they just forgot about it. And so when you're going through this, as we're beginning to build our $100,000 plan, that's what we're talking about, is $100,000. You're getting started. We need to look at the things that make up the components of the $100,000 plan. And that is, number one, grow your income. The next one we're going to talk about is playing defense, all right, and not losing, not making mistakes. My name is Roy Matlock Jr. I would encourage you, if you want to get your finances fixed, reach out to roymatlockjr.com, fill out one of the forms, we'll reach back out to you, and we offer a free consultation. We'll be right back.
Welcome to the Roy Matlock Jr. Money and Business Hours, where he'll help you fix your finances once and for all. To reach Roy, call 615-843-2999. That is 615-843-2999, or visit roymatlockjr.com. Now, here's your host, Roy.
All right, we are talking money today, and this is the Getting Started Financial Plan, and it doesn't matter what your age is, it just matters that you don't have $100,000 saved yet. All right. And if you don't have $100,000 saved yet, we call it getting started. And our goal, and today I'm going to show you how to get to $100,000 as quickly as you can. And I've got a whole program on how to do that. And, you know, I have stories that I can tell you over and over and over again about, you know, I remember one of my clients, Dean, and Dean's possibly listening right now. When I met Dean, I was young and he was young and living in a mobile home. And so I meet with him, and he started some life insurance and a $25 a month mutual fund. He had kids everywhere and all that kind of stuff. And then as he progressed and he stayed a client, still a client almost 40 years later, and then before you know it, he started making more money. We started improving his in saving. He wasn't doing 25 a month anymore, but he had it going out. And he had been investing money now for 35-plus years. On a monthly basis. Then he retired, and the guy was in great shape. You know, we took him from zero to a millionaire, and we did that by just getting on a plan. And so one of the things that I always tell people is, number one, we want to grow our income. He did that. And then from there, what happened is as he grew his income, we grew the amount of money being invested. in the case back then. I used to, when I was young, getting started, you know, I always liked to talk to people that were young, you know, like me. We could relate. You know, they were out there grinding away trying to, you know, do things and get ahead. And so I just set them up. Like I said, hey, here's what I do. I got $150 a month going into a mutual fund. You want to do that? And the next thing you know, they would do that. As I made more money, I said, I got this much money going into a mutual fund. I got this much in my daughter's college plan. And I've got this much life insurance. This is what I do. All right, you want to just do that. You're about like me. And before I knew it, I had, I think, between me and my team, we had about, 16,000 people putting money in monthly. How about that? Automatically drafting into their account. And so from my perspective, I was like, all right, I'm going to get you to do the things that are good for you. How about that? Which is, we're going to take it out of your bank account and stick it into your investment account, get a better rate of return, and we're going to automate it. And then I get on the phone and I'll call them up. I'll say, hey, man, you're doing good. Look how much money you've been able to accumulate. How's the income going? And they would tell me. I said, well, hey, you want to bump it another $100? All right. And they're like, sure, bump it. And I'd get on the phone back then and call the fund group, and we would take it from 200 a month to 300 a month or whatever it may be. And that was the way I helped people move in the right direction. And we put them into professionally managed accounts. Now, before you do all that, we play a little defense. And what's the defense? The defense is avoiding mistakes. So, you know, if you've got $1,000 a month car payment, it's hard to save money. If you've, overextended yourself and you've got your credit card going and all that kind of stuff, it's hard to save money. So what you want to do is you want to be so conservative when you're getting started. Buy used cars. Make sure that, you know, if you use a credit card, that it's paid off automatically every month. How do you automatically do it? One of the things that'll kind of get your attention is if you put it on an auto pay, and you can go to your credit card company and it will automatically draft the account in full or at the end of the month automatically. And when you do that, you're immediately not, you're going to get used to, you're like, heck, I didn't like that $1,200 coming out of my checking account automatically. It automatically tells you, hey, let's get a little more conservative here and do that. And we set a budget up so we know what to do. That way there's budget forms at roymountlikejr.com. But the long and short of it is, getting financially independent is about having a plan. All right. So we grow our income, number one. We're always looking to get better at what we do, offer more value, grow our income, eventually monetize it, become self-employed, do side gigs. I got into the financial business as a sideline. I did financial insurance and investments for 18 months as a sideline while I had another income source. And we, to this day, I love part-timers that come in because, you know, they can go out and really, we train you as a part-timer to become a financial advisor with no pressure. So if you're interested in finding out a side gig that you could learn about money on top of that, go to roymountlikejr.com. We've got all the details there. So now we play defense of not losing. That means we're going to have health insurance. You know, if you have to buy it on your own, we might buy a health share. We're going to, as we get our emergency fund in place, 3 to 6 months of expenses, we're going to raise our deductibles on our home and auto insurance and our renter's insurance, and we're going to buy extra liabilities so somebody doesn't sue us and we get dinged there. And so you got all these different different things. We're going to make sure and protect our income. How do you protect your income? You buy term life insurance. You know, I believe that if you are young and getting started and you are working and you've got liabilities, or along the way you have kids and a spouse and whatever it may be, it is absolutely imperative you have term life insurance. We never know what's going to happen. I know this, that in my lifetime, I've had a couple of things happen to me. And I thought, okay, this is it. You know, I got sick one morning and had been sick for 3 or 4 days. And before I know it, I'm like shaking and I'm like, take me to the hospital. And I'm like, heck, I may die. I mean, it was that bad. And I had food poisoning one time, and they brought my kids over because they didn't know I was in the hospital for a week. You never know. You know, things can happen. But one thing for sure you can do is you can, for just a small amount of money, buy a term life policy. So what is term? Term pays if you die, and it's cheap. So you can, at 30 years old, 40 years old, you can get $1 million worth of term life insurance for a 20-year term, and it's surprisingly inexpensive how it is. And we have a service that we connected with that you can actually get it issued, no, up to $2 million if you're under age 60 and you're in decent health. You get it issued in about 10 minutes, 10 or 12 minutes, and you'll have the life insurance if anything happens. So you want to make sure and have that. Probably through your work, you're going to have some disability income. If you don't have it through your work, that's another product that you want to consider. So we're going to do that. So now we're going to protect our income, and we're protecting our assets. We're playing defense with the goal of not losing. Now, so you start accumulating, and you say, well, what are some of the things I want to do? You want to buy a house. All right, so I tell people, you know, you want to be very conservative on your house, and you don't want to be in a situation where you took every penny you ever had and you put it into a house, and then the next thing you know, something happens, you lose a job, you're in immediate problems, or you're having to sit on cardboard boxes and stuff like that. So you want to make sure you have your emergency fund in place. You want to be funding your retirement accounts, and what I mean by funding those, you need to be funding at least your matching funds at your job. You know, that would be 3%. Then you have a separate account. We call it opportunity money. And we can set aside money for a down payment on a house that would allow you to buy something affordable. Once you get into that house, your house payment should not affect your ability to continually save toward retirement and accumulation to $100,000. So let's talk about it. So now what we're going to do, we're going to start out. We have a goal, a plan, and a schedule. So let's set up a 10-year plan. Here's the plan. In 10 years, we're going to get to $100,000. We have to save $547 a month at 9%. All right. So there's a plan. So plan number one, 10 years. If you're making more money, plan number two, or even better plan, is $1,392 a month for 5 years. So I want you to just picture that. Now, once you have that $100,000 at 9% or at 10%, it's going to double every 7 years. So now we get compounding working for us. My name is Roy Matlock Jr. We're talking about creating the initial plan to get to $100,000. Visit RoyMatlockJr.com, download some of our resources, schedule a time with one of our advisors. We will be right back.
Welcome to the Roy Matlock Jr. Money and Business Hours, where he'll help you fix your finances once and for all. To reach Roy, call 615-843-2999. That is 615-843-2999, or visit RoyMatlockJr.com. Now, here's your host, Roy.
All right, we're back. Segment three today on getting started on your financial plan. That means you have less than $100,000 saved. So if you're listening right now and you want to get moving, then you need to get started. And procrastination is the number one killer of getting financially independent. Taking an initiative. I want you to think right now when, you know, taking an initiative means that you see something, you act on it. All right. In business, I see people all the time that they have great ideas and they just never get around to doing anything. And then they come up with another idea. One of the things about great ideas is you're most excited when the idea just comes to you. And that's when you need to implement it immediately. You just need to roll. I mean, just make it happen. And take initiative, number one. That's the starting point. If you think it, do it. If you think it's a great idea, let's get on with it. That's what I've done. I remember in the early days when I first got on radio. Funny thing about radio is the second time I had ever been to a radio station, I had a radio show. I didn't go to radio broadcasting school. I didn't go to any of that stuff. What I had was an idea, and the way it worked was back in 1992, We listened to talk radio, and everybody in my office, I had some advisors, and I was, you know, working, trying to build my business. And we listened to this radio show, and the guy just gave bad information. He was a real estate agent trying to act like he's a financial advisor, and he just gave bad information. And we would comment about it. And then one day, one of the ladies in my office, one of the reps, she said, "You should do that radio show. You could do much better." All right. And lo and behold, like 2 weeks later, the station at that time, it's still here in Nashville that I'm on, 99.7 as well, we heard that the guy was going off the air. And I had a friend who was one of my reps who was in my wedding, Dave Ramsey. I picked the phone up and I called Dave and I said, "Dave, let's go do this radio show." Dave had just gone bankrupt. He was in the real estate business, so he knew a lot about debt and real estate, and I knew about insurance and investments. "Let's go do this radio show." So we go down to the radio station. Neither one of us had done anything. And we go down there, and we said, "Hey, we want that hour, and we got an idea." And the guy says, "Well, we're in bankruptcy right now. We can't pay you." And I said, "Well, we don't want to get paid. We just want to have the hour." And next thing you know, the guy's like, "You got it." And I'm like, "Here we go." Never been on the radio before. We had a guy for about 2 weeks that was a kind of a DJ kind of guy, got on the radio with us and kind of showed us the ropes. And there we go. We got a radio show. We were Monday through Friday from 9 to 10 in the morning. And it was all about, you know, just taking initiative. We eventually expanded it from till in the afternoon from 1 to 4, and we went up against Rush Limbaugh and beat Rush Limbaugh, the only talk station in the country to ever beat Rush Limbaugh during that time, and that's how we nationally syndicated. It was called The Money Game. Where did we get The Money Game? I had a brochure that's called How to Win The Money Game, and we did that. And then we had, we liked Pink Floyd, and we did the, you know, money music, and that's how we started. And that was all an idea that got implemented. And when it comes to money, you got to implement it. If you want to be in business for yourself, you got to go do it. If you don't do it, you never will get it done. And so let me give you an example. One of my key elements in teaching people is something called pay yourself first and get started now. All right, so pay yourself first and get started now. So let's say you're cruising along and you got your finances in pretty good order and you're going to get started. And you've got $1,000 a month that you think you could do something with. And you start at age 25, and you do it until you're 65. $1,000 a month, never increase it, $1,000 a month. That'll grow at 9% to $4,716,000. So you could go in, reasonably speaking, and say, "All I'm going to do is get the $1,000 a month set up on a draft." That would be like two Roth IRAs if you're married, that kind of deal. And you can do that, and you would automate, if it got 9%, and most of the funds that we put people in over a long period of time like that have done better than that, you would automate yourself to $4,716,000, $1,000 a month. Now, your buddy, okay, who you've talked to this about, waited 1 year and started doing the same thing, and that would grow to $4,300,000. Or another way you can look at it is that $12,000 of waiting 1 year cost you $416,000. Your other buddy waited until they were 30, and they waited $12,000 for 5 years, $60,000. And the difference is they had $2,963,000. And that cost them $1,752,000. Another way to look at it, they waited to invest 60 and it cost them $1.8 million. That's the high cost of waiting. So what we want to do is we want to make sure that we get started. Getting started is the most important thing you can do. So I'm going to give you kind of 11 steps to get started. If you want to listen in on this, and I'm going to be getting a lot of details between the end of this segment and the next segment. You can go to Roy Matlock Jr. Money and Business Hour on any of your podcasts. We've got that. We've got YouTube. We've got everything. If you go to roymatlackjr.com and you can listen going down the road. Now, why should you listen? Well, here's the way one of the things that has happened. Vanguard, they did a study, and Vanguard has people that do it themselves, and they have people that do it through advisors. And what they found is over a 25-year period, compared to the advisory accounts where they got somebody to help them versus the one that did it themselves, it was 3 percentage points different, okay, after fees. In other words, the outcome of the investor was 3 percentage points more after paying the advisor. Now, why is that? Because we eat, sleep, and breathe it. That's what I do. I wake up in the morning. First thing I do is I go to my news feed and I read, all right, to make sure I know what I'm doing on my and have my skill set. If you're in your business, you should go wake up in the morning and improve your skill set, because step number one of the 11 points is you got to grow your income by growing your skill set and adding value to what you're doing. Number two, you got to set up a budget. And I'm going to give you some keys to the budget. The first key to the budget is it's not an accounting system. The system is this. We're going to plan in advance what we do. How do you do that? Well, you can go to roymatlackjr.com now and look up the budget form. Download it, and it will give you the ability to start putting your numbers in, and it adds it up and totals it at the end, and it includes all the things that will happen that no one accounts for, like maintenance and car replacement and all the different things like that that you need to budget for, because you will have a car that you will have to replace one day. You will have maintenance on the car and your house and a lot of different things, and you will have emergencies happen, because that's why we have an emergency fund, because things do happen that you don't expect, and you probably want to go on vacation. And so we go in starting out, and we got to make a list of everything. Then we set up two bank accounts. Bank account one is a draft account. All of our income goes in, and all of our outgo comes out of that on an automated basis, including paying yourself first. Now, if you have a 401k, you will have paid yourself first by setting it up. Yet, I meet with people all the time. They're getting matching funds. And, you know, you put in three and you get three, all right, plus a rate of return, plus a tax deduction. And they just hadn't got around to doing it, all right? So if you need help picking your funds and getting started, I can't tell you how many times I've met with people and I go on there, that we log into their account and I show them how to pick and choose and get their system set up on their 401k. That's what we do as an advisor. We get paid to advise. That's what we do. So anyway, my name is Roy Matlack Jr. We've got 11 points that I'm going to be finishing up on. We've covered two: grow your income, set up your budget. We'll be right back.
Welcome to the Roy Matlack Jr. Money and Business Hours, where he'll help you fix your finances once and for all. To reach Roy, call 615-843-2999. That is 615-843-2999, or visit roymatlackjr.com. Now, here's your host, Roy.
All right, if you're just tuning in, today's show is about getting started on your finances. And, you know, sometimes people think, well, that's only for young people. No, no, getting started is if you have less than 100 grand in savings, this is for you. All right. I mean, that's what it is, because you haven't really gotten the momentum yet. 100 grand is kind of the starting point for momentum. And why do I say that? There's a rule that you can look up called the rule of 72. It tells you if you take any interest rate and you divide it into the number 72, it will tell you how long it takes your money to double. So if you get 3%, your money will double in 24 years. So if you had 100 grand, it would double in 24 years to 200 grand, in 48 years to 400 grand. At 6%, you double your rate. The difference is it doubles in 12 years. And rather than having 40 grand or 400 grand, you'd have 1.6 million because you picked up two extra doubling periods. But what if you could get 12%? Wow, it would double every 6 years. And instead of having 1.6 million, it would grow to 25 million. Is that crazy? By getting a better rate of return. So we want to get our money in, get that 100 G's, and then we want to get a better rate of return And we go do that by investing in professional money management. That's where we put it. And I call it become an owner, not a loaner. And what that means is rather than loaning money to the bank, we're going to get it into things like owning the bank. And how do we own the bank? We own stock in it. And then which bank? Well, we choose a fund, and that's where we make recommendations. It might have 100 different companies or 200 different companies, 300 different companies, all professionally picked by people, the nerds of the world that sit there and read you know, analyst reports and stuff like that and go make visits and talk to, you know, companies and things of that nature. So we've got 11 points. So the first one is we grow our income by growing our skill set. Number two, we're going to set up a budget. Number three, we're going to automate retirement plans. We're going to have a Roth IRA automatically going out of our checking account. You know, that's an easy one. You know, if people, they contact me and say, look, here's what we're going to do. We're going to pull $500 a month out of your account. All right. That's easy. $500 a month. All right. Well, what's $500 a month? Well, 20 years, it's $500,000. All right. There we go. So we just got $500,000 set aside for 20 years just by starting. And guess what you do? Just forget about it. It's like you're like Netflix. You know, you set your Netflix account up and all these subscriptions, and next thing you know, they're getting something per month and you forgot about it. Well, we'll set up your automated investment plan and you just forget about it. You do your 401k at work, you just forget about it. All right. Just all we do is we meet with you and we make sure we got it invested in the right place. And I just ask people every time, I'm like, what's happening with your income? Oh, I got a raise. Let's bump it a little bit then. Okay, let's bump it a little bit. And we bump the money being pulled out. And it would be surprising to you how many people didn't realize that you can put, you know, $20,000 to $30,000 a year into your 401k, and they think they can only put 6%. So you can put $20,000 to $30,000 if you're over 50, you can put over 30. And you can put it in your 401k and get a big tax deduction. So it really didn't cost you that much. Yeah, you only get so much matching, but you get a big tax deduction. And I always have said, hey, buy one, get one free. Put $30,000 in, deduct it on your 401k at 25%, that's $7,500. And we'll buy a Roth IRA with the tax deduction. How about that? That's a buy one, get one free. Everybody likes those buy one, get one free things. So what we're going to do, we're going to set up and automate retirement plans. That could be either individually doing it, or if you have a 401k through work, or if you're a business owner, we'll set you up a SEP or a solo 401k, that kind of thing, where you can set aside money for yourself. If you're an independent contractor, everything I'm talking about right now, you have to do on your own. I've been that way my whole life. We're going to talk about how that works. We're going to buy term life insurance. We do that typically 10 times your income plus, you know, pay your house off, provide for the kids' college, whatever it may be. So if you're making $100,000, you might end up with $1.5 million or something like that. You know, typically 20-year term, 25 at the most is usually the best value to where you can lock it in for a while, but at the same time get maximum coverage for low cost. You might want to buy a separate policy that you're going to keep forever. The ones I like are something called variable life. And what it is, it's a product that has a term element to it, but it has inside of it, you can put it into investments. So, for instance, if I want to put it into a mutual fund, there's probably, I don't know, most of the variable life that we do, they may have 20 or 25 different fund groups with literally maybe 500 options total in there. And so you can do that, and it grows tax-free or tax-deferred, and you can pull it out tax-free through loans, and it could be a supplemental retirement plan. And it gives you a death benefit if something happens early on. So life insurance is a big portion. We buy disability income. I want to mention also on the life insurance, a lot of them that we're recommending also has something called living benefits. So when you buy the life insurance, if you get sick, you have a critical, chronic, or terminal illness, you can get, in many cases, up to 90% of the death benefit while you're still living to help you with bills and things like that. Disability income is the next one, all right, that we talk about. What is disability income? You can't work. You get hurt. You can't work. Typically, you can get that as part of your benefit package through your work. If you are self-employed, you buy an individual disability income plan that will pay you in the event something happens. I have a friend of mine that was a doctor, and he had back problems from just doing surgeries, and he ended up having a disability income policy. And as a result, he couldn't do what he was trained for. He got a big payment, all right? And so that's the kind of stuff that's out there. We're going to buy health insurance. If we're buying it on our own, I like get my emergency fund in place, raise my deductibles. I have, and now I'm 65, so I'm no longer on that, but I had a health share plan, which basically is a way that you can really dramatically cut your cost. And by having you have a credit card from the health share, and you get cash, the equivalent of cash discounts. And so we do that. We're then going to go to buying the home, auto, renters, all that kind of stuff. And the way we do that is I've got a property and casualty license too. We just refer that. We have a partner that we refer that to. But home and auto, what are you going to do on it? Well, number one, you're going to look at all the junk fees. There's so much stuff in there that is just plain stupid that you're paying for. And if you don't pay attention to it, they're going to sell you everything under the sun. You know, like I always have said, accidental death, biggest ripoff out there. What is accidental death? Well, here's how it works. You got to die within 90 days of the accident. And if you're on the 89th day and you're going to get double pay, well, man, that could be scary. Okay, somebody might want you to go ahead and double up, you know, if after that it doesn't pay. And that's typically the way that they had all these little bells and whistles that are worthless in most cases. But one thing that's not worthless is having adequate liability coverage. So you want to make sure that you have enough liability coverage. If you hurt someone, that they'll get taken care of. If you have a decent car, of course, you're going to have collision. One of the ways you cut cost is get an emergency fund and then raise your deductibles. I had $7,500 deductibles on health insurance back a long time ago. I dropped my collision insurance on cars because it was paid for and I could withstand the risk. I had $2,500 deductibles on homeowners a long time ago, all right, which allowed me to cut my costs. I bought umbrella policies. Those are the things we recommend to personally protect you. If you are out there and you just pick the phone up and call State Farm or something like that, that's not the way we, and I'm not hitting State Farm. If you just pick up the phone and call any of them and say, hey, I need some car insurance. Well, you know, chances are you may have some of those things that are not quite what you need. So we have a vetted group. You can reach out to RoyMatlackJr.com and they'll do a comparison for you. We eliminate bad debt. What is bad debt? It's tied to things that go down in value. You can't afford it. Typically, it's high interest rate. What does that mean? Credit card, car payments, all those kind of things. What is good debt? Good debt is easily affordable. And when I say easily affordable, you don't even think about it. It's tied to something that appreciates. And typically, because of that, it is lower interest. Let me give you some mortgage advice. Don't pay off the low interest loans. Don't do it. Let me tell you what happens when you pay off a 3% loan. Number one, you got a mortgage at 3%. When you pay extra, you're getting a 3% rate of return. You could put the money in the bank and get a 3% rate of return. Additionally, when you pay it off, it's tied up now. The only way you can get it is to borrow it back out or sell your house. Don't do that. All right. Bad idea. Bad advice. If you hear that, oh my goodness, don't do that. All right. The next one is set up an estate plan. Estate plan would be a will, a trust, medical power of attorneys, healthcare power of attorneys. Those are just things that you have to do. All right. If something happens, you don't want to be out there to where no one, especially if you're single, that no one could write a check to pay your bills. You know, the next thing you know, you come out of a medical deal where you're really hurt and someone's foreclosing on your house because no one could do anything or they had to go to court or whatever it is. You want to review your beneficiaries. I can't tell you how many times when we meet with people, the beneficiaries are wrong. The ex-wife, ex-husband's beneficiary, or, you know, a lot of different things like that. And so what is the last one? The last of my 11 is you got to get started now. That's it. Don't put it off another day. We are moving into 4 months into 2026. And when was the last time you said, you know, I need to get that done. I need to get me one of those will and trust. I need to do this. I need to do that. You know, I really should review my life insurance. When have we been talking about that? Procrastination always costs you money. And I would encourage you, if you want to pick up some extra cash, visit roymatlockjr.com and look at joining our team as an advisor. We have more things going on than you can imagine. If you are a consumer or a business owner, reach out. As the business side, we have RMJ Small Business. We do all kinds of things that way. And if you're a consumer wanting financial help, call in and get a free consultation. 30 minutes to start by phone, and we find out what we can do for you. With that being said, stay tuned. We'll be back next week.